AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Sean Watson, Quinn Berry back here at Battle Creek Central High School. We're getting ready for the nightcap. Top team in the SMAC East, the Battle Creek Central Bearcats, entertaining the Cardinals tonight. Talking about the Cardinals, 6-point loss up at Marshall, 55-49 to drop to 0-5 in the SMAC East and 1-6 overall. We talked about it a little bit during the half of the girls' game. Luke Sempion wound up leading all scorers with 23 points. Ryan Mock with 9 and Logan Taggart with 8. They got a little bit more involved those last two in this game than really, I think, in the past two or three.
Yeah, and also on the board, both teams, or both those young men, Mock and Taggart with 5 rebounds for the evening. Did a real nice job there. You know, the Cardinals, again, just didn't shoot the ball real well other than Sempion. And you take Sempion away from that. And not a great shooting night. Luke was 9 for 17, and then you take that out, and, not a great shooting night for the rest of the Cardinals.
So if I'm doing my math correctly, it would be like 12 out of 34 if you take Sempion out?
Yeah. So it's a big thing, and I brought this up at halftime, talking with Coach Kelly over the week. We can't figure it out. And I mean, he's tried everything, but the Cardinals just struggling from the free throw line. And we should be a good free throw shooting team. 6 for 14 the other night. We got beat by 6 points, and Marshall was 12 for 15. So. That's been a bugaboo for us all year, shooting just over the 50% mark for the year on the free throw line.
53.6% to be more precise, compared to 63.4% for the opposition. Leading scorers on the season, Logan Taggart averaging 12.9. Luke Sempion has actually upped his scoring average to 9.9 points per game, thanks to the career high 23 that he had the other night. The third leading scorer, Ryan Mock, is now scoring 6 points a game, rebounding by committee once again. Logan Taggart leads the way, 4.7. Ryan Mock, 3.5. Luke Sempion, 3.4. Luke Beck used him off the bench with 3.1.
Well, and that's what you got to do. You know, we're not huge. Logan Taggart's a big guy, a big man out there, but he's not he's not really a great leaper. But he does a good job getting position, and that's why he's leading us in rebounds.
Well, again, the Cardinals 0-5 in the East, 1-6 overall. The Bearcats, a perfect 5-0 in the East Division. They are 8-1 overall. Their only losses to Milan in the Chuck Turner Holiday Classic just down the street at the Battle Creek Central Fieldhouse over their Christmas break. So what did the Bearcats do to get here? Well, they beat Hastings 60-32. They beat Loy Norris in the SMAC East Opener 94-63. Beat Jackson High 73-54. Beat Marshall 71-39, and before the break, they beat Lakeview by just 152-51. During the Chuck Turner Holiday Classic, they defeated Milwaukee South Division from Wisconsin 47-43, lost to Milan 57-54. The Big Reds, incidentally, earning honorable mention in the first Associated Press Boys basketball poll in Class B. They beat Harbor Creek 59-38, and on Tuesday, they got a 57-42 win against Sturgis. Curtis Trigg led the way for the Bearcats with 19 points and 8 rebounds. Wendell White had 11. Joe Bowser had 10. Guys like Muhammad Al-Baghami, David Templeton, Mafion Joyner, all figuring in. Philip Robinson, Javonte Dunbar. We've seen these guys forever under their head coach, Greg Williams.
Well, Greg Williams, one of the premier coaches in the area, and he does a real nice job at this program every year in and year out. And, definitely a class act, there's no doubt about it. Keeps his kids straight and on the straight and narrow over here and does a real nice job.
And really, as a coach here at Battle Creek Central, you not only have to do the X's and O's, but you also have to kind of be like a father figure.
It's like that in a lot of systems anymore, Sean. But he does do an outstanding job in all those capacities.
We will go ahead and take this 2-minute and 15-second break the back of the starting lineups in the opening tip of the nightcap. Coldwater, Battle Creek Central coming up. You're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
Did you think it'd quiet down at Haylett Auto and RV Coldwater? Be like July 5th at a fireworks store? It isn't crazy like this spring and summer when everyone showed up at Haylett's because the word's out. If it's about travel trailers or fifth wheels, hightail it to Haylett. Haylett has what you need. Everything. One stop, an 11-acre camping and RV superstore packed with the best brands on wheels, starting with Jayco. A hitch to haul it? Haylett has them. Parts and accessories? Anything. And everything you want. And one more thing. Service. As other dealers knock down prices on 2013s to get them off the lot, Haylett has 14s in stock. New floor plans you've got to see. Dave doesn't have many 13s. So guess what? They're giving 2013 discount deals on 14s. RVs and fifth wheels go where everybody goes. Hightail it to Haylett. Auto and RV on US 12 east of I-69 exit 13 in Coldwater, Michigan. And online at HaylettAutoAndRV.com, where your family camping adventures begin.
This is Scrap Chat with Max Hall, reminding you that while all metal has value, not all metal recyclers value you. At Omnisource, guys like me tell you what your metal's worth and how to make it worth even more the next time. Because we grind up and spit out scrap, not customers. Find frank advice and fair payment at one of our five Omnisource yards conveniently located in Southwest Michigan. For locations and a list of metals we buy, visit Omnisource.com.
The piggy bank. When you were a kid, it was the symbol of savings and responsibility, helping you to save money for the things you really wanted. Today, you can simply shop at Meijer, where your money goes further with our low Meijer prices on thousands of items you use every day. And don't forget about our great sales. Plus, you can save even more by signing up for M-Perks, so you can take advantage of great offers with our digital coupons and rewards. You know, come to think about it, Meijer is just like a piggy bank, but even better.
Many choices, one path, not just a starting point, a launch pad, more than a step, a leap, not just a community college, it's a global sense of direction. Blaze your own trail. Explore Kellogg Community College at kellogg.edu.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Here are the starting lineups for tonight's game. First for the visiting Coldwater Cardinals. 0-5 in the Smack East, 1-6 overall. In the backcourt will be Scout Case, Grant Maurer, and Luke Stepien. Case is a 5'6 senior. Maurer is a 6-foot senior, and Stepien, the team's second leading scorer, a 6'1 senior. Up front, Ryan Mock, a 6'3 senior, and Logan Taggart, a 6'4 senior. For the Battle Creek Central Bearcats, 5-0 in the Smack East, 8-1 overall under head coach Greg Williams. In the backcourt will be Joe Bowser, a 5'10 senior, and Muhammad Albagami, a 6'3 senior. Up front, Joseph Watson, a 6-foot senior. Mathion Joyner, a 6'3 senior. And in the middle, David Templeton, he is a 6'6 senior. Really, when you take a look at the Battle Creek Central Bearcat from the preseason, he has a lot of variety. He can go with a number of different starting lineups, Greg Williams.
Oh, yeah. He'll play 9-10 kids, there's no doubt.
Bowser and Stempion, let's check that. Templeton and Stempion jumping at center circle. The Cardinals win the tip, moving the bucket to our left in the road. Reds of the White Numerals and Trim. Brian Mock with a couple of fakes underneath it with Foster behind by Albagami. Here come the Bearcats following the steal. Albagami right in front of me. Swing the ball around up top. It's a long two from just inside the perimeter for David Templeton. The Bearcats draw first blood, 2-0, and right away they're pressing. Ryan Mock stuck in the backcourt, finding Luke Stempien. He's taking off past the timeline. He's going to dribble drive. The runner is going to go in for Luke.
That's what we like to see. Good start for Luke.
2-2 tie, 7:15 left to play in the first quarter. Joyner swinging the ball around. Uh-oh, here's the ever-dangerous Muhammad Albagami. A short rebound putback. Does go in for Bowser, plus one.
That's the problem with playing that 2-3 zone, is that weak side rebounding. You really got to concentrate on making sure you get down there and box out.
The Cardinals starting out atypically in a 2-3 zone. Grant Maurer with his first foul, team first, and Bowser converts on the three-point play to make it 5-2 Bearcats. Wrap in the backcourt as Luke Stampion finds Grant Maurer, sideline right, throws it to Scout Case. Case stopping and popping from 17 and drains it. 5-4 Bearcats, 6:50 left to play in the first quarter. Cardinals 2-3 zone. Here's Albagami on the left wing. Alley-oop going to David Templeman. Whistle and a foul. Here, Ryan Mock picking up his first foul. Team second going over the back of David Templeman as he was going for the rebound. He's up the line with 6:43 left in the first quarter.
Mock had really had good position there, and then he just kind of gave the guy a kip and the official caught it. He didn't have to do that.
6-4, and now 7-4 as Templeton drains both free throws. Bearcats lead by 3. They are pressing. Ryan Mock is looking. Finally finds Grant Maurer, who's trapped deep in the back right corner. He slipped. Whistle on a foul. First foul whistle against the Bearcats going against Joseph Watson. Cardinals will try it again. Mock still looking. Finds Scout Case, who's trapped deep in the backcourt. Now to Mock. Double team comes out on him. Throws it to Grant Maurer. Bounce pass to an open Logan Taggart. Yes, it's a roll in, despite the fact that David Templeton didn't bite on the fake.
Great up fake there by Logan.
7-6, 1-point lead for Battle Creek Central. Here's Albagami on the left wing. Swing the ball around right side. Bowser to Templeton. Now here's Bowser on the right corner, moving to his left, swing the ball around. Here's a three-pointer by Joyner, and he drains it. 10-6 Bearcats. 5:57 left to play in the quarter. Here come the Cardinals. Grant Maurer following the break of the press. A swat away from behind by David Templeton, but he got too much of Grant's arm.
That's what you got to do against those big guys. Take it right into them. Excellent job there by Maurer.
Templeton's first foul is a team second. Maurer to the free throw line. He dips and shoots and bounces the first one too strong off the front of the rim, so it remains 10-6 Bearcats. 5:51 left in the first quarter from here at the new Battle Creek Central High School gym. Maurer slips the pair from the free throw line. Cardinals trail by 3. Here come the Bearcats. Swing the ball to the left wing to Albagami. Now up top. Joyner drained another triple. They left them open for a split second too long, and it's now 13-7. Bearcats. Stampion out of trouble in the trap. Gets it to Scout Case. Lost his dribble. Picks it back up. Now here's Stampion from the right elbow. Rolls off a hoop ball tip. Second hand to hand on it. Taken away by the Bearcats. Bowser. Alley, you don't get the dump for Templeton. 15-7 Bearcats. That got the fan base behind us up off of their seat. Whistle and the ball knocked away. What did we have? I wasn't paying attention.
Scout Case there tried to make a pass to Ryan Mott. Didn't work. Out of bounds, Battle Creek Central.
Chance to add on to their 15-7 lead. Here's Albagami. A couple of fakes on the right corner. I'll get it out to the left wing. Bowser, 3. Short. Rebound, Stempion. Here come the Cardinals, trailing by 8. 4:50 left to play in the quarter. Case with a ball from Mock. Case with trouble on the right wing. Ball poked away by Joe Bowser. Here he comes. Will he try the flush? Nope, just an easy layup. Not quite sure he had the ups for it that time. 17-7. Bearcats lead by 10, and they're pressing once again. Mock gets the ball back from Hayes in the backcourt, throws the ball down court to Stempion. Shoots over David Templeton, and Ryan Kelly is livid at the fact that there wasn't a block called at the upper end. Meanwhile, I think Brian Kelly was this close to getting teed up. the action happened.
He did get teed up.
So everybody's going to be called away from the line. Battle Creek Central has got a couple of technical free throws coming up, plus the Bearcats are going to get the ball back. Not allowed to have the Cardinal fans behind us. Oh, there was a basket that counted.
22 scored for that.
That was Mafia and Joyner. Well, meanwhile, Mafia and Joyner is taking these technical free throws, missed the front end. Flip the pair. Now 20-7 once they get all that tallied up on the scoreboard. The bucket by Mafion Joyner was good while Brian Kelly was in the process of getting teed up. Bearcats with the ball back. Three ball by Alba Johnny from the left corner is short. Here come the Cardinals. Luke Stempion with the ball on the right wing. Scout Case. Running motion offense, trying to get inside to Taggart, taken away by Templeton. Ball down the court. Trying to pass it inside, ball tip, picked up by the Bearcats Joyner. Taken away by Logan Taggart for Coldwater. Ahead to Maurer, now up top to Mock Case on the right wing. Get it to Maurer, nothing opening up. There's nobody inside the lane for the Cardinals right now. Take to the bucket by Luke Stempion, he's fouled. Albagami picks up his first foul, team third.
Well, you teach a kid to do everything that Luke Stempion did on that drive to the basket there a little while ago, and then when you don't get the call, I can understand Coach Kelly's frustration.
First of two from Luke Stempion goes through the cylinder. Luke Vic Houston checking in for the first time for Coldwater, 5'10 sophomore. Meanwhile, for Battle Creek, Curtis Frigg, a 6'2 senior, comes in. Well, the technical free throw, the coaches aren't allowed to stand up. They have to take a seat. And this is the second one. Gets his own rebound put back, and he's fouled in the process. So back to the line for another pair.
That'll be two on Templeton.
First, this trip up the floor for Luke Stempion is good. 20-9. Joseph Watson will come back in for the Bearcats. Templeton having to take an early seat, having picked up his second foul with 3:27 left in the first quarter. Misses the back end. It's short. Ahmed McKinney checked in earlier, 6'4 junior, one of the rare juniors on this Bearcat squad. They have the ball and an 11-point lead. Joyner up top to Malik Thompson, who also checked in, 6'2 junior. I think they might have checked in during the time that the technical was being assessed and discussed. Bearcats, they come at you at waves, don't they? Here's a shot from 15, rolls off a hoop from the left baseline for McKinney. Here come the Cardinals. Beck using the head to Stempion. Stempion attacking the bucket, off the glass, no good. Maurer had a hand on it, it's hauled in by Watson. Joseph Watson ahead to Joe Bowser. Now to the left wing, a streak by Joyner, in and out, no good. But he gets his own rebound put back. How about that athletic move?
Quick up for Joyner.
22-9, Bearcats, 2:23 and counting left to play in the first quarter.
Four.
Here's Mock looking for Beckhusen to try and break away. He gets the ball, moves to the right wing, bounce pass on the dribble drive, right baseline, a shot by Stempy in the short, loose ball taken away by the Bearcats. Here come the Bearcats in transition, layup is short, rebound by Mafion Joyner, putback doesn't go in, third chance, yes. Joyner.
Big first quarter, 13 points here with 2 minutes there, a minute and a half to go.
Already 24-9. turnover at half court. Here come the Bearcats. Mafion Joyner threw a right to Luke Stempion for Coldwater. He'll gladly take that, won't he?
No.
Uh-oh, steal. At fake and a layup good for Joe Bowser. Michael Magos getting ready to check in for Coldwater. Meanwhile, Muhammad Al-Maghami waiting at the scores table for Battle Creek Central. 26-9 Bearcats, minute 17 left to play in the first quarter. Here is Beckhusen. He is between the circles, throws the ball to Tagger, bounce pass looking for Stempy and get it back outside. Now back inside, the pass to Logan Tagger. Tommy McKinney was guarding him. A little too close.
A little push there on McKinney's part.
His first foul, team fifth. Al-Maghami back in for Battle Creek Central. Michael Magos in for Coldwater. He is a 5'11 junior as Beckhusen takes a breather. Mauer to trigger underneath, finds Mock, left corner. Mugged by Joseph Watson, trying to get inside the Tagger, stolen by McKinney. Here come the Bearcats on the fast break. No! What a great series of passes and a finish by Ned McKinney. Ball barely touched the floor in the front court. And it's now 28-9 Bearcats. Michael Magos breaking the Bearcat press, taking it strong himself. Count the bucket for Magos, plus one.
Michael with a nice move to the bucket right there. Scores, going to go to the free throw line for one here.
A foul whistle against Malik Thomas. Logan Taggart getting a well-earned breather. Ryan Hadley checking in for him. He is a 6'3 senior. May goes to try and complete the three-point play with 35.7 seconds left. He can't. 28-11. Bearcats lead by 17 with 26 seconds left to play in the quarter. Al-Maghami up top to Thompson. Swing the ball around. Now comes back up top to Thompson. Now, uh-oh, three-pointer by Bowser doesn't go in. Whistle and...
No, Cardinals just need to take care of the ball here, hopefully get a shot off. Don't give them another easy bucket.
The ball just went out of bounds. The Cardinals are going to get pressed from the backcourt again. Magos able to break it. Having trouble handling the ball. Bounce pass coming to Ryan Hadley, streaking right baseline. He's fouled by McKinney. And that's his second. 7.5 seconds left to play in the first quarter. 17 fouls against Battle Creek Central. The Cardinals will be in the bonus the remainder of the first half, but let's see if they can take advantage of it. Oh, no, not in the first one for Hadley.
Well, we're 3-for-8 here in the first quarter as the bugaboo is still with us.
Joe Bowser back in for the Bearcats. Second of two from Hadley is down, is up. That one is short. Flying in for the rebound is Joyner. Ahead to Joe Bowser with 2 seconds with 1 second. NBA three up top. Does not go in for Mafion Joyner at the buzzer. After one, it is Battle Creek Central 28, Coldwater 11. Back in a minute, you're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
For over 45 years, Culey's Jewelry in downtown Coldwater has kept customers coming back with great quality jewelry, the lowest prices, and a repair department that's second to none. With an expert sales staff just waiting to help you purchase that perfect gift, Culey's is the place to go. Engagement rings are waiting for your approval. Come see their selection of carat diamonds in either princess or brilliant cut round stones. Watches need a new home. Diamond earrings and pendants are all calling your name. Plus, it's not too early to start thinking about that special Valentine's Day gift. With free layaway and gift wrapping, shop where shopping is fun. Culey's Jewelry. Culey's Jewelry, located in downtown Coldwater since 1968. Culey's, Culey's,
fine jewelry says it best. AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Battle Creek Central ball to start the second quarter. They lead 28-11. Mafion Joyner responsible for 13 of those Bearcat points. Here's a shot for three from the right wing. Too strong off the rim for Thompson. Rebounded by Hadley. Champion between the circles. Lost his balance. Finds Magos. He moves to the top of the key. Like the Bearcats have switched up to a zone defense a little bit.
Get rid of the ball, Michael!
Grant Maurer between the circles. Passing back to Magos. The ball stolen. Layup is going to go in for Joyner plus one. That is his 15th point of the night. Grant Maurer picking up his second foul, team fourth. Joyner to try and complete the 3-point play. He will. It is now 31-11. The Bearcats up 20. Blaze Watson getting ready to check in at the next dead ball. The Cardinals in the backcourt being pressed by the Bearcats. They're going to do this all night long. Magos to Hadley, left corner. Spin move, moving to the blocks, and scoring on the jumper.
Nice little crossover move for Ryan Hadley.
31-13, 18-point lead. Taggart getting ready to check back in for the Cardinals, two on the next dead ball. Here's Albagami running on the curl. The runner in and out. Tap in by Albagami does go in. His first point for the game, 33-13, back up to a 20-point lead for the Bearcats. Maurer still on the backcourt, throws the ball to Hadley. Hadley cut off on the double-team left baseline, loses the ball. Down on the floor, we're going to get timeout Goldwater. Is it a 30-second timeout?
I believe so, yeah, 30-second timeout.
Well, an opportunity to tell you that coming up at halftime, we'll be bringing you another edition of NHSAA Perspective presented by the Michigan Army National Guard. This week, John Johnson will talk about the upcoming Women in Sports Leadership Conference, and we'll have that during the Branch County Abstract entitled Halftime Report. 33 for the Battle Creek Central Bearcats, 13 for the Coldwater Cardinals here in the second quarter.
Cardinals just 3-for-8 in that first quarter from the free throw line, Sean. You got to make those in games like this. You got to make every one of those.
I'd hesitate to see what the shooting percentages, field goal shooting, will be at. 6:34 left to play in the first half. Hadley will trigger him from the Bearcat bench coming out of the timeout. Watson, who checked in, has the ball. Get it to Stempion. Now Magos to Stempion on the right wing. Double team collapses on him. Now Magos. He's doubled up. Watson on the left corner. We'll get it back up top of Magos. Now to Hadley at the free throw line. Back to Magos. Swings it to Blaze Watson trying to run left baseline. Runner doesn't go in, but he's fouled.
Michael doing a nice job taking that ball to the bucket, and then he kicked it out. Blaze going to shoot two here.
Malik Thompson picking up his second foul, teammate. Scout Case getting ready to check back in for Coldwater. First of two from Blaze. Good. Phil Robinson, his first action of the night for Battle Creek Central. He comes in a 5'8 senior. Seen an awful lot of him on the football field as well the past couple of years. Second of two from Blaze is good.
Well, that's good to see, Sean, there. A couple of free throws.
33-15, Battle Creek Central. We count down to 6 minutes left to play in the half. Cardinals 2-3 zone. The Bearcats have had a little problem with it. Of course, the Cardinals switched up man-to-man. Possible that we'd have an even more left side to score. Three-pointer. The Albagami is short, rebounded by Hadley, who slips. Phil comes up with a pumpkin. Get it to Scout Case. Hadley left wing 30 feet away from the bucket with Robinson trailing him. Blaze back to Hadley around to Scout Case on the right corner. Now back between the circles to Hadley. Three starters out there on the floor right now for the Cardinals. Case, Taggart, and Stempion. Taggart catches
it.
And it goes in underneath plus one.
Great pass, great catch by Taggart.
Joseph Watson picking up his second foul, team ninth. Hager converts on the three-point play. 33-18. Cardinals trail by 15 with 5:10 left to play in the half. Here's a free ball. Bounces too strong off the rim. No good for Joyner. Rebounded by Case. Case ahead to Blaze Watson. Trying to dribble. Penetrate. Blows by the double team. In and out. The ball comes to Albagani's hands. Here he comes. Mafion Joyner. High off the glass. I don't think he caught the bucket because the offensive foul. Ryan Hadley was run over underneath.
Good job there by Ryan Hadley. That's not easy to do, but he hung in there. Took it right in the chest.
Joyner with his first foul, team 10th player control foul, means that the Cardinals will get it in the backcourt. Blaze Watson trapped in the back right corner. Get it to Scout Case. Now back to Blaze, sideline right. Throw it across to Sepia. Sepia to an open Logan Tagger. Couple pump fakes underneath and he gets it to lean in. 33-20, 13-point Bearcat lead. Ball comes around up top.
No.
Shot by Joyner, a short whistle, and what did we have as I was looking down?
Came up short and hit Logan Taggart right on top of the head. Went out of bounds. Battle Creek Central ball. That right there.
Well, for the Bearcats, that shot was 3 feet short. Robinson shot short, rebound tip-in doesn't go in. Albagami, though, with a steal and a score underneath by Joyner. And once again, Brian Kelly turning as red as his shirt. Other end of the floor, what do we have?
Albagami with a blocking foul. Ryan Hadley back to the line.
Albagami with his second. The Cardinals will be in the double bonus with 4:06 left to play in the first half. First one, too strong off the back of the rim. For the Bearcats, Javonte Dunbar, 5'5 senior, coming in. Like Albagami did come to the bench. Second one from Hadley is good. He splits the pair. 35-21, 14-point Bearcat lead. We count down to the halfway point of the first half. Malik Thompson on the right corner. The ball swung around to the left wing. Now giving it back is Robinson. Robinson, the Mafion Joyner, 30 feet away from the bucket to Dunbar, to the right corner to Thompson. Bounce pass still around in the perimeter. The only player inside is Joseph Watson being bodied up by Taggart on D. Here's a dribble drive, a shot by Phil Robinson. He fouled. Blaze Watson picking up his first foul, team fourth on the shooting foul. Robinson to the line. 3:33 left to play in the first half. First of two from Robinson rolls off the hoop. So it remains for the time being 35-21 Bearcat. Ahmed McKinney coming back into the Bearcat lineup. Watson getting a breather. Joseph Watson, rather. Robinson splits the pair from the free throw line, 36-21. Cardinals break the Bearcat press. Here's Stempion to Hadley, trying to swing it inside to Logan. Taggart deflected. Taggart saves it. Now it comes back out to Blaze.
Hey, bring it out.
Stempion on the right wing, trying to dribble, penetrate, get it up top to Case. Now Watson for three. Bounces off the rim, no good. Ball knocked away from Joyner. Hadley comes up with it. Turns around, shoots and scores. Takes advantage of the rare Bearcat miscue, 36-23. Bearcats up 13. The Cardinal bench calling for play three defensively. They are indicating that they are about to launch a triple. Malik Thompson will miss it from the right corner. Here comes Scout Case with the ball. Started by Dunbar. The ball through Hadley's hands. Loose ball picked up. Dunbar ahead to Mafion Joyner. And the bank shot's good.
Mafion Joyner with 20.
20 of the Bearcats, 38 points already. 15-point lead, 2:22 left in the half. Bounce pass from Case looking for Taggart. Couldn't handle it.
Right idea there by Scout Case. Just needed to take one little dribble to get a better angle to get that ball into Taggart.
Fouls are coming back into the Bearcat lineup. So you notice how Greg Williams likes to rotate his players a lot. I think he's got a bench of, at least 12 that he can go to with regularity.
Oh, I'm sure.
Bowser on the right corner, the ball swung around. Now comes back to the right corner. Bowser's three-pointer is short. Taggart with a rebound. Douglas gets it to Case. Case throws to Blaze Watson. French dribble penetrate. The ball knocked away. Blaze is fouled. He's going to go up for a pair.
It's going to be Joyner's first foul of the night.
Second.
Yep.
Well, the game is fast-paced, and us being so close to the floor, it's easy to miss a couple. Minute 46 left to play in the half. First of two from Blaze. Bounces too strong off the back of the rim. Thompson back in for Battle Creek Central. Joyner to the bench. Mock getting ready to check back in for Coldwater. Presumably, it'll be for Blaze after a make here on the back end. There it is. And here comes the mock for Watson substitution.
Good minutes there for Blaze. Real nice minutes for Blaze.
After that split from the charity stripe, 38-24, Bearcat up 14 with a minute 40 left to play in the half. Dunbar moving to the Bearcat logo at center court as the Bearcats are going four corners. Cardinals switching to a 1-2-2 zone response. Monty Dunbar with a couple head fakes in front of Luke Stepien. Get it to Phil Robinson, back right corner. Bearcats lead by 14. The ball coming to Joe Bowser. Now back to Dunbar in the back right corner of the front court. Here's a dribble drive. Kick the ball to Robinson. Now get it to Bowser for three. Bounces off the front of the rim. One and done. Taggart with a rebound. Taggart ahead to Ryan Hadley. Right baseline. Spin move. Oh, traveling music, Sammy.
Hey, good move.
55.8 seconds left to play in the half. The Cardinal Bluebirds behind me getting on the referees. A little bit more softly than the bench, which is why they probably won't get tossed. Motion offense being run by Battle Creek Central. On the weave, it comes to Javante Dunbar. Now kick the ball out. Bowser, left wing, three. Bounces off the rim again. Rebound Robinson, put back. No good. How about a third chance by the Bearcats? There it is for Ahmed McKinney. 16-point lead, 40-24 Bearcats. 17 seconds left in the half. Here's Mock, 30 feet away from the bucket on the left wing. Get across court to Case. Trying to feed Mock inside, does, overshot the ball, rebound, putback goes in for Taggart. 40-26 Bearcats, here's a 25-footer off the glass, no good for Dunbar at the buzzer. Battle Creek Central will take a 40-26 lead into the locker room for the halftime break. It's halftime, and the halftime report is brought to you by Branch County Abstract and Title. Wishing good luck to the Cardinals. For title insurance, escrow closings, or other title or abstract services, turn to Branch County Abstract and Title, a local business serving Branch County since 1887, where their employees have over 230 years of experience. Branch County Abstract and Title, located at 22 Tippett Plaza in Coldwater, you can call them at 278-6960. We'll go over the numbers after this 1 minute, 15 second break and this week's edition of MHSAA Perspective presented by the Michigan Army National Guard. 40-26 Bearcats on top by 14. You are listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
Harold has it. That's right. Harold has it. Harold Chevrolet Buick has it all. We are the tri-state area's largest volume dealer. And you know what large volume means? Huge discounts. We have over 200 vehicles ready for immediate delivery. We are so confident that we will not be undersold that we have the low price guarantee. If we cannot beat a competitor's price, we will pay you $1,000. That's right. Harold has it. The low price guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is the home of guaranteed credit approval. We are so confident that we can get you approved for a loan, we guarantee it, or we pay you $1,000. All you need is income of about $800 a month and a small down payment or trade, and you will be driving home a nicer, newer car today. That's right. Harold has it. Credit approval guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is one of Indiana's only certified elite service facilities. We have a low price guarantee on all tires for all makes and all models. See us for all your automotive needs. You don't have to look any further than 824 North Wayne Street, just north of the mound in downtown Angola, or visit us online at haroldchevrolet.com. Because if you're looking for it, Harold has it.
Many choices, one path, not just a starting point, a launch pad, more than a step, a leap, not just a community college, it's a global sense of direction. Blaze your own trail. Explore Kellogg Community College at kellogg.edu.
Just Lead. I'm John Johnson, and we'll talk about that next on MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
It's hard to believe that a quarter of a century ago, the Michigan High School Athletic Association took a bold leadership step to sponsor a program never tried by any other state association, a conference designed to communicate about and prepare women for all of the opportunities and challenges of being involved in interscholastic athletics. No one really knew what to expect, how many people would attend. A late rush of applications exceeded everyone's expectations and set the table for a highly successful event that has since been copied around the country. And the Women in Sports Leadership Conference was born. That kind of forward thinking is celebrated every other year now, and the number of attendees continues to be so strong that the Women in Sports Leadership Conference needs nothing more than to turn the open sign on, and it's a sellout. It's a program that's backed by an endowment received shortly after that first conference, which not only helps keep the cost of participating low for schools, but ensures its place in the programming the association delivers to its members for years to come. In keeping with the times, the title of the 2014 conference has a hashtag in front of the phrase, Just Lead. This year's Women in Sports Leadership Conference will take place February 2nd and 3rd at the Crown Plaza Lansing West Hotel, providing opportunities for students, coaches, administrators, and officials to gain a better understanding of the many responsibilities of leadership. Workshop topics focus on sports nutrition, training methods, how to be a good teammate, coaching for character, the benefits of multi-sport participation, and many others. General session speakers include Carol Hutchins, the softball coach at the University of Michigan, and Susie Merchant, the women's basketball coach at Michigan State University. Another highlight of the conference is the presentation of the annual Women in Sports Leadership Award, recognizing a woman for her outstanding leadership abilities in high school sports. For more information about the 21st Women in Sports Leadership Conference, Just Lead, visit the MHSAA website. Back with more in a moment.
So you just set a school record? Great. It might be one for the books, but it's all for naught without good sportsmanship. That record will be topped one day, but showing respect, integrity, and class along the way will always be remembered. Nothing beats good sportsmanship. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association.
The winter tournament season is not that far away, and as much as we'd like everyone to be in attendance at all of the tournaments, we know that that's just not possible. So the MHSAA.tv website has a special deal for you. Just $14.95 will give you access to watch live streaming video from the team and individual wrestling finals, the ice hockey semifinals and finals, the Lower Peninsula boys swimming and diving finals, the girls gymnastics finals, and the semifinals of the girls and boys basketball tournaments. Your $14.95 pass is good for 30 days of tournament action. Get yours beginning February 21st at the MHSAA.tv website. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, a production of the MHSAA Network.
The voice of Branch County for high school sports. AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.
The Branch County Abstract and Title Halftime Report rolling on from here at Battle Creek Central High School. The Bearcats leading the Cardinals in the boys' game 40-26, and here's how they have scored up to this point. First for the Cardinals, Scout Case with 2, Michael Magos 2, Grant Maurer 1, Ryan Hadley 5, Luke Stempion 4, Blaze Watson 3, Logan Taggart leading the way for the Red and White with 9, 26 once you get all that added up. Meanwhile, for Battle Creek Central, Phil Robinson with 1, Mafion Joyner leading all scorers with 20, 13 of which came in the first quarter, Joe Bowser 8, David Templeton 8, Muhammad Albagami 2, and Ahmed McKinney with 4. That is 40 once you get all that tallied up. By the quarters, the Bearcats with a big 28-11 first frame, 15-12 Coldwater outscoring at the Bearcats in the second quarter. Notice some of the things that you were highlighting here. The Cardinals shooting 9 of 17 from the field, 52.9%, all one from downtown. Big statistic here, 8 of 16 from the free throw line, just 50%.
Yeah. The free throws and then 9 turnovers versus 2 for Battle Creek Central. You know, and then you take those a difference of 7 on the offensive rebounds, and that gives Battle Creek 14 more possessions, and that's been the difference in this ball game. Is 14 possessions, you get 1 point per possession.
Easy,
I know. So, but anyway, those are the kind of things we look at. You know, the difference in turnovers, what's the difference in offensive rebounds, and when you give the Bearcats, you know, they shot 39 times, we shot 17, even though we did shoot a better percentage, you know, they just had too many tries because of our not offensive rebounding and the turnovers.
Well, a chance to finish up on those stats, Battle Creek Central. 16 of 39 shooting, 41%, 2 of 14 from downtown, 14.3%, 6 of 8 from the free throw line, 75%. Bearcats out rebounding the Cardinals overall, 18-15. 10 offensive rebounds for the Bearcats, just 3 for Coldwater. The Cardinals with a 12-8 edge on the defensive glass, 9 turnovers for Coldwater, 2 for Battle Creek Central. The Bearcats outscoring the Cardinals off those turnovers, 13-2. The really exciting opener of this doubleheader earlier tonight, which saw Battle Creek Central get a steal in a bucket with 5 seconds left to win the game 67-65. 31 points, a career high for Kenzie Galloway, equaling the effort by Battle Creek Central junior Kalia Ryan.
Yeah, just those two young ladies just both had outstanding nights, and Cardinals came back. Darn near pulled that one out, and just couldn't get the ball in bounds with 11 seconds to go. Battle Creek Central got the steal, and then the Bearcats went in to get that last 2 points, Sean, and just could never get it back.
40-26, Coldwater trailing Battle Creek Central by 14. Back with the second half in a minute. You're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
Everyone is experiencing hard times in one way or another. For some, it has been the loss of a job or their home. For others, it has been worrying about money and struggling to make ends meet. For some, it has led to issues with the children or in their marriage. It affects everyone differently. Some people become depressed. Some people have increased anxiety. Some turn to alcohol or drugs, while others may even have thoughts of suicide. In these hard times, it is important to remember that you are not alone, that your feelings are nothing to be ashamed of, and help is there 24 hours a day, just a phone call away at Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. Just pick up the phone and call 279-8404. When you need help dealing with the hard times that are impacting your life, turn to Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. We are always there when you need help. At Pines Behavioral Health, we believe that life should be enjoyed, not endured.